आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
नौ साल की माही वर्मा बताती हैं कि वह खुद को सार्वजनिक जीवन में प्रतिबिंबित होते देखना चाहती हैं।
And when I was watching the news, I noticed that they would normally the news people would have blonde hair and blue eyes. So and my mom showed me a picture of politicians. They were just normally white old men. So I wanted to know why do the people who make important decisions about my life don't look like me.
उन्होंने अपने स्थानीय सांसद को एक पत्र भेजा, जिस पत्र को ग्लैडिस ल्यू ने संसद में पढ़ा।
My mommy says that people who come on TV make decisions about my life. They decide what my future is going to be like. So if that's true, I want people who look like me to make decisions about me. I also want to feel important. I also want to be heard. That this is about my future.
इस सप्ताह संसद में ऐसे पत्र पढ़ने वाली ग्लैडिस अकेली नहीं है। कई सांसदों और सीनेटरों ने देश भर में बच्चों के पत्र साझा करने की चार साल की परंपरा को जारी रखा है। कुल मिलाकर 370 भाषण हुए, जिनमें से 25 वर्ष से कम आयु के 500 से अधिक युवाओं ने योगदान दिया। सांसदों में शामिल लेबर सेनेटर कैरन ग्रोगन भी थी।
Schools could have afternoon clubs that adults, including elderly people, could visit to get help with digital technology problems.
और साथ में इंडिपेंडेंट सांसद हेलेन हेंस ने ये पढ़ा।
And in rural and farming communities, we suffer a severe lack of access to healthcare. Within my area, I know of many people waiting months for a doctor's appointment.
Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young पढ़ती हैं।
Without immediate action, there is no future to wish for.
और ये हैं स्वतंत्र सेनेटर डेविड पोकॉक।
This year's speech comes from Emily. Here is how I envision the world in a decade from now. In 10 years, I will be 26. I hope to own a home that is part of a suburb running on clean energy. I hope to live in a community where sustainability is a priority.
सीनेटर एक ड्यूटी ऑफ केयर बिल का भी प्रस्ताव कर रहे हैं, जिससे उन्हें उम्मीद है कि इससे इन युवाओं की आवाज बुलंद होगी।
And they're saying, hang on, like, take us seriously, take our concerns seriously.
फेडरल संसद में 227 राजनेता हैं, लेकिन उनमें से केवल 6 35 वर्ष से कम उम्र के हैं। एश रेज योर वॉइसेस अभियान के संस्थापक है और कहती हैं कि अक्सर युवाओं को गंभीरता से नहीं लिया जाता।
I think young people have been underestimated for generations. We often talk about young people as if they're the leaders of tomorrow, but the reality is they are here leading today.
इनमें 11 वर्षीय रेहान रहमान भी शामिल हैं, जिसके लिए जीवन यापन की लागत का संकट सबसे बड़ा है।
Children and families are the hardest hit by this crisis. Many young kids cannot eat nutritious food, let alone get the sustenance they need to reach their potential every day.
अभियान में शामिल लोगों के लिए प्रभाव स्पष्ट है।
After the speech, everyone started clapping, made me feel really important.
I feel very proud that something that I have created is being read out by my local MP, and like very hopeful that like some action could be taken on this issue, and that maybe like I directly made some change.
काउंसलर रीना जेठी बताती हैं कि युवा पीढ़ी को राजनीति के बारे में और साथ में इससे जुड़े इतिहास के बारे में भी पता होना बेहद जरूरी है।
So what we can do is enhance their involvement, and much depends on the exposure of the society, community, and the cause and effects. I, being a high school teacher in my past, personally before I entered into politics, I personally feel that they should be very much learning about history, history that has led to the present. And a lot of their learning experiences will depend on their education, awareness, school community programs, introducing them to the civic education that explains how politics affect their life and everyone's life. Rather they participate or no participation, the importance is there, including examples of Indian origin leaders both in Australia and globally, mm-hmm. which will inspire and create curiosity in their young minds. Also, when we talk about politics, I suppose politics is another name for community involvement. So unka jo local group ke saath, community organizations ke saath, jo interaction hai, wo unka part and parcel of their life hona chahiye. We have a lot of youth leadership programs, you know, organizing workshops, mentorship programs, and community leaders and politicians who provide exposure to the political process. Mm-hmm. So unko jab Australia ka in comparison to India political process pata chalega, then they will be more keen and interested, and then they will decide who are their role models and their representation. So seeking that also is very important. Family or jo cultural influence hai na migrant families ka, unka focus ideally rehta hai education or stable careers ki taraf, something that they feel safe and protected. So it is very important to have those conversations within the families and communities about how it is very important to have that political engagement to influence that positive change in their careers and at the larger, bigger schemes of life in future. So I personally feel it is very, very important for our current young adults to have that passion for community, the commitment and patriotism towards their country, Australia, as they are actually a part of bigger multicultural fabric in our nation.
ये रिपोर्ट आपके लिए प्रस्तुत की SBS न्यूज से ईवा स्टैजेव्स्का और SBS हिंदी से प्रियंका हतवर्णे ने।
हमसे जुड़िए जब आप चाहें SBS हिंदी पॉडकास्ट कलेक्शन, SBS ऑडियो ऐप, SBS साउथ एशियन के YouTube चैनल या फिर थर्ड पार्टी पॉडकास्टिंग प्लेटफॉर्म जैसे Spotify पर। आप हमें लाइव सुन सकते हैं हर शाम 5 बजे डिजिटल रेडियो, टीवी चैनल 305, SBS ऑन डिमांड या फिर हमारी वेबसाइट पर भी।
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद। हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने, इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।